It's like this. The ceiling rises or the sky falls.
If we hit the debt ceiling, that's the essentially defaulting on our obligations, which is totally unprecedented in American history. The impact on the economy would be catastrophic.
Presidential economic advisor Austin Goolsbee says playing politics with the debt ceiling plots a collision course with, well, what exactly?
Borrowing from Beijing to pay Saudi Arabia? Debt holders beware. The global economy is hanging from the ceiling. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of the economics and the politics of raising the debt ceiling. We're going to be talking with Ken Rogoff, economist, about the implications of an actual default on this Wednesday, April 13th.
First, let's see what the headlines have in store for us today. President Obama will wade into a political minefield today. He'll outline his plan to reduce the nation's $14 trillion deficit. He's expected to focus on four basic elements: less defense spending, some reductions in Medicare and Medicaid, letting the Bush tax cuts expire, and lower domestic spending. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it's a pivot from 2 years of increased spending aimed at jumpstarting a weak economy.
I will not preview the president's speech, but I will say that the president believes there has to be a balanced approach.
The president's plan is a response to a Republican blueprint that was released last week.
To the Middle East, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has been detained for 15 days while the authorities in Egypt investigate allegations of corruption and abuse of power. The announcement came shortly after Mubarak was admitted to a hospital with heart problems. His two sons have also been detained. This Egyptian tells our partner, the BBC, he hopes Mubarak will be brought to trial.
The process goes from bottom up, and now it's reached the top of investigation. Today, the arrest of the two sons reached to the top of the pyramid.
Transition of power now underway in Ivory Coast, although pyramid might be too strong a word, more of a house of cards. President Alassane Ouattara says Laurent Gbagbo and his wife will face trial for atrocities committed against civilians. Many Ouattara supporters are said to be carrying out reprisal killings. This Gbagbo supporter tells the BBC he's in hiding.
People are very much in fear and are hiding because of reprisal or revenge killings.
The United Nations has named a team of human rights experts to investigate alleged abuses.
A suicide bomber in northeastern Afghanistan detonated a vest full of explosives this morning, killing 10 civilians, including some tribal elders. An international conference on Libya's future begins this morning in Qatar. Rebel leaders are expected to ask Western and Arab envoys for more pressure to remove Muammar Gaddafi from power. And here at home, a final count is expected today in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court election. It was a too-close-to-call contest, and it's been seen as a referendum in the state's new Republican leadership.
The Huffington Post, newly allied with AOL, has been hit with a $105 million class action lawsuit. A group of about 9,000 bloggers say they were never paid for their work, and they want their share of the $315 million AOL paid for the Huffington Post earlier this year. A spokesman for the site, in a statement that's not likely to endear himself or herself to bloggers, says the lawsuit is without merit and compares the bloggers to people who go on TV shows to promote their views. Maybe a few blogs.
But not radio shows.
As a result,
that's totally different.
Oh, they're welcome. They're welcome. Bloggers,
yes.
Welcome. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,263. The S&P opens at 1,314. The Nasdaq begins trading at 2,744. And oil has been down all morning this morning because of a slack in demand, particularly related to Japan. Coming up this morning, a follow-up to yesterday's conversation about the African-Americans who fought on the side of the Confederacy in the Civil War.
I was really very disappointed in what I can only characterize as your gullible story about supposed black Confederates.
Were we hoodwinked, or is this a part of history? We're going to go deeper and provide some context to the story. Stay with us. First, the debt ceiling, Washington politics, and the global economy.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.